take you back in time a little bit, a little time travel here. Democrats like to live in the past, right? Well, let's go back on our own little trip here. And remember, February 2009, how'd you feel? 2 weeks after the inauguration of Barack Obama as President of the United States. 2 years into Nancy Pelosi's leadership of the House. And then there's Harry Reid. How did you feel? How did you feel? Remember that? Chairman, you know, you couldn't find someone to run for office. You were begging and pleading. Look, we got elections coming up. We need you to run. You'd be like, yeah, I don't even know what Republican is. But he did it. He did it. But it took time. It took work. It took effort. It took leadership. And so this time that we're in right now is very different from a year and a half ago. And you cannot lose sight of that fact. You cannot lose sight of the fact that where we are now is not where we started. 06, 08, elections where we got our clocks clean. The people turned their backs on us because we had first turned our backs on them. By walking away from that contract with America, from walking away from those principles that we believed in. Alright? So those days are an important milestone for us. In fact, they're a cornerstone from which we have now built this new house, this new GOP. That's what you're doing here in Rhode Island. When I ran for chairman of the party, I made it very clear to the leadership team here that I believed in the opportunities here in New England. I believed in the opportunities in Rhode Island. They wanted to make sure that that was going to get backed up. That they didn't want to have